Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Shazam, Shazam, Shazam. Wow, okay, that was Shazam Fury of the Gods. And, following on from the surprise success that was Shazam, Shazam Fury of the Gods again aims for that same gentle, satirical sweet spot that made the first film so refreshing. However, this time, well, I doubt you'll be tasting all the flavours of the rainbow. It's not that there's anything violently wrong with this follow-up, it's just that there's nothing really super compelling about it either in terms of plot, tone, or dialogue. Whereas the first outing was Tom Hanks' Big meets Superman, this is more a slavish saga drowning in Nordic mythology by way of a backdrop to Zachary Levi as Shazam dealing with imposter syndrome. Story-wise, Shazam and his other childhood friends, who can also turn themselves into adult superheroes at the mere mention of his name, are becoming distracted. Unable to keep them all focused on the superheroing at hand, Billy, aka Shazam, starts to doubt himself, which is further amplified by the fact that he might soon lose his adoption status and as a consequence his adopted family. However, there's a much more world-threatening news on the horizon. Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu have arrived as vengeful daughters of Atlas, who want to remake the world in the image of their devastated realm. Cue fights, threats, furrowed brows, and teenage humour squaring off against some very overqualified acting. There's a big climactic fight coming, but there's not really much sassy insight or humour to entertain you until it arrives an hour or so later. There's a new CGI character called Steve the Pen, who behaves like ChatGPT whenever the Shazam gang need more exposition added to their dialogue. But besides that, the film boasts possibly the worst case of product placement in recent years. There's also a you-know-who walk-on role at the end of the movie to set the world back to the way it was, all of which grimacingly renders all of the aforementioned dramas null and void. So, in a case of Shazam you will, Shazam you won't, Shazam Fury of the Gods is a lightweight bang-crash spectacle which, whilst it ticks all the visual boxes, doesn't really offer much on the inside once they've been opened. Set soon to join the likes of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and Thor Love and Thunder, this really is very workmanlike fare, which would have benefited so much more for some serious sparkle having been put into the script.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops, and we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.